In the gospel reading today, we hear about this blind man who is sitting by the side of the road. He cries out to our blessed Lord to be healed. And when our Lord heals him, he says to the man, "Your faith has saved you." And yet at the same time, St. Paul reminds us in the first reading that if I have faith to be able to move mountains, but do not have charity, I have nothing at all. And so we have to look at that point because obviously this man had faith that Jesus could heal him. And so he did. The people around saw what happened. Certainly their faith was bolstered. They praised the Lord. But the question really has to do with, did it change their lives? Obviously, on one hand, pretty clearly, it changed the blind man's life entirely. Didn't have to sit along the side of the road and beg anymore. He could see, he could do things with other people now that he hadn't been able to do before. But that's not the kind of change that I mean. I mean, did it change him to be able to love God and love neighbor? That's the change that we have to look at. And we have to recognize that in this context, it is our lack of charity that blinds us. And so maybe, as St. Paul says, I can, you know, speak in tongues, but without charity, I'm just a clanging cymbal. If I have faith but no charity, I have nothing. If I hand my body over to be burned, if I give everything away for the poor, but I don't have charity, I have nothing. So we recognize that there are lots of external things. In other words, you can ask yourself, if I actually had enough faith to make mountains move, what would I be doing? Would I be showing off? Huh, watch what I can, check out this mountain here, it's gonna move, I can do this. Well, then it's all about me. Oh, and we can say, yeah, it's God that did it. But it's all about me, it's about pride, it's about showing out there's no charity. Why would we be moving the mountain in the first place when it didn't need to be moved? Because we were lacking charity. You could look at it and go, yeah, but if I give away everything to the poor, we can do that for the wrong reason too. So we have to always keep looking within ourselves to ask, is the charity there? Because again, our lack of charity literally, in a spiritual sense, blinds us to our own problems. We don't see our own problems because our lack of charity is in the way. That's what we have to pray for, is that charity, to be able to truly love God. Because if we have that charity, then it starts to clear out everything else. We start seeing what stands between us and God. As the charity grows, the love of God and love of neighbor, then we're going to be able to see that, wait a minute, here's some selfishness over here. Here's some pride over here. Here are the things that stand between God and me, and I didn't even see them before. Now that we can see them, we can work on them, we can get rid of them. At that point, we have to make a decision. Do I want to grow in charity, or do I want to keep this other sin that's in the way? Obviously, if we want to grow in charity, we're going to get rid of the sin. If we're too attached to the sin, we decide not to grow in charity. There's no in-between in it. And so we have to keep moving forward. And as we do, more and more becomes revealed to us. So maybe they're not great, big, huge sins. But remember when St. John of the Cross talks about this and St. Therese picked up on it, said it doesn't matter if you have a bird that wants to fly. It doesn't matter if there is a chain that is wrapped around its leg or if there's a tiny little thread. The bird can't fly because there's something holding it down. So we could even look at ourselves and say, well, at least I'm not out committing mortal sins. But even if there are little things, we can't live the fullness of charity the way we want to. We can't fly in that way because we're being held down. That's what our Lord wants us then to be able to get out of the way so that we can truly change our lives to live the way that He's called us to love Him, to love the people around us. Again, the love, when we talk about that, doesn't mean we'll have gushy feelings toward God and the people around us. It means we serve them. We seek what's truly the best. We die to self. We're looking only for the good of the other. That's a challenge. It's a huge challenge. But that's what our Lord is asking us for. And so maybe we need to be able to do like this blind man did. Come to our Lord and say, Lord, that I may see. That I may see internally. That I may have spiritual eyes to be able to see where sin is blinding me, where my lack of charity, where my selfishness is standing in the way, that I might be able to see what needs to change in my life so that I can really make those adjustments that need to be made so that I can do exactly what I'm supposed to do, so that rather than having nothing, as St. Paul says, if I have all these other things but no charity, I have nothing. That means the opposite. If we have charity, we have everything. And that's the reality. If we perfect charity, all the virtues are perfected simultaneously with it. And if we have charity, and God is pure charity, then we have all in all.